You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hey guys, it's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
And welcome back to The Confession Box.
Sprite Zero Sugar has launched its brand new irresistible taste and look.
To celebrate this, Sprite Zero Sugar has challenged us to heat things up by sponsoring the following episode, Exposing Our Hot Confessions.
Sprite Zero Sugar is the ultimate antidote to heat. It's crisper, lemon and lime flavor, and fizzier than fizz feeling is sure to be a true cooling wingman in heated moments.
Whether you're on the sweaty commute home, walked out of the bathroom with your skirt tucked into your knickers, or ate the hottest chicken wings in Ireland, Sprite Zero Sugar is there to cool you down after any heat moment.
Available now in store across the island of Ireland.
Thanks so much to Sprite Zero Sugar for sponsoring this episode, and let's get into it.
Yes, you heard correctly. We are being sponsored for this episode because we're bad bitches.
We really did manifest this. Hello. Hi, we've been gone a while.
We manifested. Did you miss me?
It's been a while now, but I'm back now. Sorry, I did a Susan Boyle story for the Instagram as our comeback, and it's my favorite thing on earth. That's how we should all come back after annual leave.
I just find it so funny saying annual leave.
I love annual leave. Annual leave is my favorite thing. AL, if you will.
We had a great AL.
We really did. I feel like we're back and we have a fire in our belly and we have things to say.
We are taking names.
I got your name in a red list underlined. Anyway, so we are going to be doing our hot confessions, right? Because obviously this is the confession box. Obviously we've collaborated with Sprite. Thanks very much. Please stay with us. We will not mess this up for you. Right. We have a lot of confessions. It's the confession box. We're obviously going to confess some moments where we were probably embarrassed, where we got exposed.
Our two blackened souls have a lot to get off our chest.
Speaking of
getting off my chest, I am getting a breast reduction in July, girly whirlies.
That's her hot confession.
My hot confession. I'm getting a breast reduction. July 10th. Mark it in your calendars. Okay? Because I have. It's happening. I'm going to go, I think, to like a C cup. I'm currently like an E.
Ooh, that's nice.
The back is sore. So we're going to go a bit smaller. I'll be sharing that process along on Instagram. So if you want to follow my daily reels, you'll see what it's like recovery-wise and all that. But yeah, I suppose that's kind of a confession. Like, I got a date.
Yeah.
For my surgery. Telling you now, I will be having Sprite Zero Sugar in the hospital. I will have cans at my bedside on my little tray trolley.
It's grand. I have a crate here. I'll send you some up.
Unreal. Sprite Zero Sugar, when in hospital, let it go flat. It actually, it perks people up, I swear.
But no, I have to say, though, this has been a very big journey for Brianna. I'm very happy for her. It honestly, when she rang me, she's like, I got a date. You'd swear she got a date for her wedding. Like, we were like, oh, she's got the date. Yeah.
It's a June wedding in the plaza.
It's a July wedding in the Masher. Anyway.
It's a July wedding in Mullingar, actually. Not even going to the Matter. Oh, I'm going to the home of Joe Jones and Moran.
Oh, stunning. I got tickets for him.
Go the night before to do just see a little bit of Joe Dolan like as a cultural experience. Like, because
Anna's dead.
I love a bit of what?
The man is dead. How are you going to see him?
I'm sure there's going to be a statue or something of him, like somewhere.
Is there a statue of Niall?
No, he's still alive.
I know. I just
you only get a statue of your dead.
Oh, very, very terrible. Terry Rogan.
Like, look at Diana. Look at Diana in Kensington Gardens. She only got the statue well after she was dead.
And I don't like that statue. I don't think it gives the energy she gives.
I'm literally Googling right now. Is there a Joe Dolan statue?
I think the statue of Diana should have been her in her bicycle shorts.
Shorts with the Tommy Hilfiger. And what is it? Her like custom, was it Birkin?
Oh, so.
Oh my God, there's a Joe Dolan memorial statue in Mullingar. I'm thrilled.
Now, Brianna, that's your.
Before I get my boobs topped off to a smaller degree, I will be going to take a photo with Joe Dolan.
Love that for you. Statue. That's.
Do you know what it is? All the old ones I look after in the nursing homes and whatever, they all are obsessed with the man.
I honestly feel like old people, like they are either stans of two men. It's kind of like how, you know, people our age are like stans of Harry Styles or like Niall Horan. I don't know. Like it's either Joe Dolan or Daniel O'Donnell. Either or.
Not one word of a lie has come out of your mouth right now.
Like
all facts. Facts. Either a Daniel O'Donnell stan or a Joe Dolan girly.
See, I feel like I feel like being a Joe Dolan girly is the same as being a Harry girly. Like Joe Dolan was a bit ooh, like I feel like he was a bit like, but they'd throw their knickers up at Joe Dolan. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he had the cheeky tune.
Yeah,
whereas Daniel very like Niall, very I don't know, crooning or something.
Yeah, very like into the masses. Very, you know,
literal mass.
Yeah, like I feel like, and just his little cardigans, and he's very wholesome. You know,
he's still alive.
Joe definitely had groupies. You know,
Joe definitely got around. Definitely got around. I don't care what anybody says. Joe,
fair play to you.
Like with all of these owl women now in nursing homes, absolutely still. Like swinging their knickers anytime he comes on the telly in the nursing home. You just know he got around in his heyday.
It's a lasting impact he made on Ireland. He was Ireland's Elvis. That's all I'm going to say. So,
that's all I'm going to say. Can I take? Okay, you go. I have a quick little heated moment I experienced today.
Oh, well, you have the floor. Take it.
You have the floor. Picture this. It's a hot summer's day, June 1st, today. I'm walking home from the pharmacy and I'm swinging I have my phone in one hand with the shoulder on my bag on that shoulder that I'm holding my phone with. Grant. The other arm is swinging freely in the wind. I walk past this woman and my hand swings into her hand and we hold hands for a brief second. And it was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Like I was just walking and then like held this woman's
Oh my God. Brianna, she didn't need home help.
No, like truly, truly. It was like, do you want me to help you cross the road? Kind of thing. Like it was so bad. I was like, Jesus Christ, am I actually this lonely that I'm now holding hands with strangers?
Can I tell you a heated moment from my childhood that I just remembered? Because I feel like it's really funny.
Go for it.
So, as you know, I was a pathological liar from the ages...
Crystal Creed can attest.
...to 10. If you know, you know. Right? 6 to 10 were my pathological liar years. I think it was because I really didn't want to live this life. And I just...
Wait, what? What life?
It was...
The struggle, is it?
It was the Delulu girly in me from back then. You know, she's still with me. But this was actually a case of theft. So I'm going to this. So when we were in St. Filomena's, there was a girl who came back from her holidays from America. And I never got to go to America when I was that age in the Celtic Tiger years, right? Not saying I was badly off, but just Spain. Was our place for us.
It just stung at that age because we were in a private school.
And it just stung because all the cool shit was in America. Do you know what I mean?
Like the Hershey's chocolate bar, even though they fucking taste
it. And like people come home with like Hannah Montana merch and like all this cool shit. right? So
all the random stuff from Disney.
Yeah, right? So, no, what am I going to bring home? Fucking Woody Woodpecker from Fort Ventura? Like, it was just...
Literally, was it the wooden penis?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's
great.
Truly, like an ashtray, like a what's it, a Rastafarian ashtray? Like, no. Right?
I got my granddad one of those.
Oh, so true. 420 plays it. Anyway.
In Grand Camp.
But I remember this girl came back, right? And I was obsessed with High School Musical. Like, I mean to say, so deathly obsessed with High School Musical. But my favorite character was Sharpay. And I thought Sharpay was like the be all and end all of life. She was like my idol.
Beyonce.
Oh my God, she was. She was truly the moment. She was amazing. Gabriella did her dirty. We will not get into that. I will be here for years. Anyway, right? She brings out, I can still see this pen, right? It was a pink pen, okay? And it had like an orange top on it. And Sharpay was on it in like this white shirt with like a red like belt buckle around it, like pure 2000s, right? And she pressed a button on it. And it would go, I want fabulous, that is my simple request. And it started singing. Okay, it was a singing
pen. The pen would sing.
The pen would sing. Right? So okay. I said, that bitch got to go to America. I'm going to get this fucking pen. Right.
Did you see the pen?
So, remember everyone went out to break. Right? And I snuck back in and I was like, I'm getting this fucking pen. So in St. Philomena's, they had these desks, right? That were like, they'd swing up like they were like these old desks.
The olden times desks.
Yeah, like truly. Like
Little Women.
Yeah, literally giving Jo Marsh. Like, so I was there, right? And I found it in her desk. And I put it. I ran to the bathroom, right? And there was a cabinet in the bathroom. And I put it to the back of the cabinet in the bathroom. So then everyone came back in, right? And she was like, girls, now do your 30 times tables, whatever. And she realizes the pen is missing. I give a Jennifer Lawrence style acting moment. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe that. Who would steal a pen like that? That is so mean. Right? We're going home for the day. Right? This is actually really awful. I've never admitted this, so I'm really, really sorry if the girl is listening. I don't know where it is. I just thought
I need you
too much.
Say it off, right. Off camera. Like, I need you to tell me who this was.
I will tell you like, who it is. But I'm sorry, right? I was doing a bit of a Robin Hood, give to the poor. Do you know what I mean? Like,
in your private school.
Right? Yeah. You know, they were getting too much. Give a little. Do you know? She probably had a Troy Gabriella and fucking, what's the other fella?
Ryan.
In pen. You know what I mean? She can deal without the fucking Sharpay pen, right? So anyway, everyone's going home for the day. I slither back into the bathroom. Get the pen, take it home. I am there at home, literally in my bedroom. I want fabulous. I kept that pen until it ran out and the battery died. So that if you are listening, I really do apologize.
No, she was loved.
She was really loved, and I feel like she's more loved than she would have been in your house. But obviously, do not steal. Stealing is really bad. I was 7. And. Okay. Don't even give me that look, Brianna. Are you telling me you never robbed out of pennies? Because all these young ones used to rob out of pennies.
I've never robbed out of pennies. I had the fear. I remember I was friends with a girl. And like, we went to different secondary schools, whatever. So like, we kind of lost contact. But I remember hearing that she robbed bras from pennies. And her mom and dad had to come in. Get her, and I was just like, I could not
never robbed out of pennies. Money. Just FYI, I just feel like that was such a thing for some time.
I remember we went on like some school trip to Cork for something, and there was like I was very old. Do you know like those badges that you get, like the round ones with the pins?
No.
And like you decorate like your bags with them. They're just like,
Oh, they're just like badges.
Yeah. And there was like a teeny tiny one. It was like 50 cents and I just kind of swiped it. And it's so stupid. So stupid.
Right.
I hate myself for that. I won't sleep tonight now thinking about that.
But do you know what was awful? Like, I just think about that Sharpay pen so much. That was truly one, like, and you know what? Like, I wasn't a bad off child. Like, I was very well looked after. Like, I just had this.
The Winona Ryder syndrome.
I just had this fixation on this pen. I was like, and I was thinking, that bitch is not enough of a Sharpay fan to have that pen.
Like, she doesn't deserve it. I remember I stole like a really cheap like bamboo ring once from this like really alt shop in Dublin when I was in like fourth year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I hung out with, you know, the cool kids.
I feel like we should move on because this is a sponsored episode and I don't want them to think we are thieves.
We'll just cut that out. Just cut my parts out.
No. We're just going to keep it in because you know what? This is it. This is what they signed up for. You know,
I'm gonna have to go to mass like a good man. I'm so sorry.
You will actually see us in a proper confession box after this episode.
Watch us, I fucking cry much. Like, if you remember
two adolescents.
No, I actually can't.
So, Brianna, do you have any other hot confession for me?
Yeah, so I'm running a mini marathon on Sunday when this episode will be live.
Woo! Go donate. We'll leave the link on Confession Box Stories. I have to donate. That's my reminder to donate.
Thank you. I'm running it for PIEDA, Endometriosis Ireland, Breast Cancer Ireland, and Cleanest Foundation and Women's Aid. So five different charities that the money will be split between. And yeah, I'm struggling with the running. That's my heated confession. I am struggling. But you know what? I'm just going to bait on and hope it all goes well.
Do you know what, though? I feel like
I'm going to do some pre-workout and just fucking hit the pavement. And just.
But I honestly feel like you've done so well, though. From like how you've done really well in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Miraculously.
Like you couldn't walk. Like you couldn't run up the road. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
and the other day.
You're not like.
I got like 7K the other day.
What?
Which was nice.
Jeez, I can't walk. I'd be scraped off the pavement if I walked 7K. Oh.
No, I need to go again. So the other day I went for a run and I got heat stroke and I'm still like not okay from it.
Know what you could have used? Know what you could have used? A Sprite Zero Sugar.
I could have. I absolutely could have. I had my SPF on and I was like, I'm unreal. I have SPF on. It's sunny out. Like, what could go wrong, you know? Like, I am protected. Me, heat stroke, just absolute heat stroke. From what? Pre-workout and two coffees and no water.
You didn't hydrate.
It's all my own fault. No, I was like, and I didn't eat more than like one small bowl of porridge, so that didn't help. I was in bits.
Well,
I was in.
You're gonna get there. You're gonna be an athlete. You're gonna be Sonia O'Sullivan. Isn't that the one?
Sonja.
Isn't
Sonja? I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, no, I actually am not going to say that because didn't she shit herself at the Olympics?
Fuck off. If I shit myself at a mini marathon.
No. It was really bad. Like, she was like the favorite for the Olympics and apparently she ate something really bad and she was running and all of a sudden she's just running and then she just runs off the track and everyone's like, where is she going? And it came out then.
What did she have? Chips. Did she have like a bad chicken gelfrizi or something?
Probably too many chia seeds. Do you know? Look it up. Please fact check that. I really think
I will fact check. Imagine this is just another like.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry, Sonia, if I made this up. I'm so sure it's a real thing.
So like, what am I actually? Like googling, do you know what I mean? Like
Sonia O'Sullivan shitting herself.
Like, you actually just googled
Yeah, it is.
Tanya Sullivan himself.
Yeah, 17 of the cruelest moments in sporting history.
Did that actually happen? The poor lady
misses out on Olympic gold. Yeah, because that's why.
No, no.
Yeah, because
that is actually awful. Could you imagine training all of that?
I know.
No, I'm actually gonna shed a tear for Sonia because that's just
poor
awful.
Sonia, like you
Someone
know,
should have had
you know,
a Sprite Zero Sugar.
Yeah, poor Sonia. A flat Sprite Zero Sugar would have done her very well in that moment.
Oh no, that's actually awful. Like the poor girl. Anyways, I'm just gonna run and hope for the best. Make sure I use the toilet beforehand.
I'm gonna give you all a heated confession.
Go.
I'm going to be heated, very, very heated in the next 10 days. Because girlies, get the
Harry,
flamethrowers out. We're going to slay. I mean to say, every single time I think about it, I feel a bit sick. Like, I actually can't with the excitement of this. I cannot believe, I fully feel like that man is living in my TikTok. Like, he's not a real person. So I feel like when I actually see him in real life, I'm actually going to
I thought you have seen him in real life before.
Oh, yeah, I did, actually. One Direction, when he was One Direction, Harry.
Yeah.
But I just feel like this is different. He's a completely different person. He was a child then.
Who are you?
I know, but like, now he's a man.
No, it's good. He is good.
No, like, that is my heated confession. I am so excited. I'm so excited to be a feral teenage girl and scream, shout, cry, throw up. Literally everything.
All of that.
Literally
everything for Harry.
And do you know what? I feel like it's gonna be so exciting because I feel like everyone there is on the same wavelength. Like, I feel like it stands.
What date is this?
The 10th of June.
The Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, Slane Castle, Westmead.
Oh, Westmead.
Westmead. One thing that I will confess about, why
you
is
don't deny we're in hometown.
No, that's Mullingar.
Yeah.
Was that Westmead?
Which is in Westmead, love.
No. Oh. Harry's coming for his territory.
Surprise appearance. No, I'd say surprise appearance.
Oh my god, imagine. Slow hands. That's the way it's driven. No, no. Oh, I would.
That would be iconic.
It would be. Oh
if
my god,
he,
don't say that.
But he also, like, hardly can go to Westmead, home county of Niall Horan.
And not bring him out.
And not bring Niall Horan
but
out.
But isn't Niall Horan in America filming The Voice?
Is he?
I think so. Because Kelly Clarkson, voice? Kelly Clarkson, I saw Kelly Clarkson interviewed and she was like, me and Niall are having the best time. Because he's doing The Voice.
It's not like he can't afford a flight home, though, all the same.
I know, but you think he's going to come home for that, like... But then again,
yeah,
Niall's
if he's
crack.
Friends with Harry.
Like, Niall's
yeah.
crack. I feel like he would.
Could you imagine his mom, Maura?
I love Maura so much.
The audience. I'd love that.
I'm so sad because he was in Coventry.
Josh now watch me be like, girls, any tickets?
All right, like, you should be already like, girls, any tickets. It's fucking Harry Styles.
I was today. I was listening to Harry Styles in the car and I was like,
oh,
guys,
when that man sings Matilda, watch me fall to bits. I will be, the feather boa will be all over my face. I'll be wiping my tears with my feather boa. I'm not able.
You bring one for tears, one for fashion.
Very true. But actually, there's a shortage.
You have a shortage of feather boas.
Yeah, in Ireland.
I believe that.
And you know what? The girlies are prepared. We are ready. I have so many TikTok transitions saved. I'm ready.
I'm ready because you talk a big game with your fashion rundowns. So
I
if
know,
you don't
no,
bring
no,
it...
Listen, 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 okay? Listen. Right? I know I talk a big game, but it's not going to be a look that I want. Because first of all, girls, the body image is not body imaging. So we are going for something a bit toned down. But I'm going to jazz it up with the Love on Tour accessories. I'm wearing navy. I'm wearing a navy two-piece cord. I'm wearing pink shoes, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, I like that pop of pink with navy now.
Do you know, we're going Jack Wills, fabulously British, but fabulously Irish. But I just think, girls, I'm sorry. I'm going to be, I can't have an outfit that's going to constrict me. I might have to climb barricades. Do you know what I mean?
You're like, I have to dance.
I might have to climb barricades. I might have to climb over structures.
Over security.
You know? That's a problem. So it's lovely. It's from River Island. It's nice. I like it.
River Island.
But we are actually going to be doing a live fashion rundown at Slane. Our first ever live one in person.
So make sure you keep an eye out for that.
Make sure you come up to me. It's saying
come up to me.
Come up to me. Anyway, I think we're finished now.
We will see you again possibly next week.
No, I think we will.
Yeah,
I think we will.
No, I think we will. Okay,
I think we're back. We just needed some time off to rest to recharge. I feel like we're back in the space of wanting to talk again.
I just needed a little hot time.
But you know what? It's hard, guys. People just think this is us chatting shit and there's no work put behind it. We're perfectionists as well. We don't put out stuff that we don't like. We've scrapped so many episodes.
Truly.
Brianna would like click the end button and go, that was shit, that's going nowhere.
Literally. And even like there's stuff I'll say, I'm like, cut that the fuck out right now. Nobody know this.
Anyways, that's our first sponsored episode.
We'd like to thank Sprite Zero Sugar so much for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you. Love you.
Make sure you pick up an ice cold Sprite Zero Sugar next time you're out. Heat happens. Stay cool with Sprite Zero Sugar, guys.
Jesus. She's very well trained. Eat, pray, slay, girls. And we will see you next week. We will see you next week. Love you all. Bye-bye.